Strange to you, for whom it is so brief, but to me a year ago is far away. Whatever I was then, I am now a paladin, chosen by my gods for this quest. If you dispute the truth of that, then I must make what proofs I can, but preferably outside. Even as a common soldier, I disliked common brawls. That got a laugh from the men-at-arms still in the hall. Pox saw Estelle's mouth twitch, and one of the elves in the rear of the party grinned openly. The spokesman frowned, then shook his head.
If you will not yield the sword willingly...
I will not.
Then I must try to convince you. I thought paladins were sworn to good.
I am sworn to the gods who chose me. As you have doubts that any human can discern the High Lord's will, I have doubts that anyone can know good without guidance. He thought about that a moment, staring past her.
But you are a Gerd's paladin?
I am a Gerdsman, and a paladin. And Gerd was part of my choosing, but the High Lord, the Windsteed, and Alianya were present.
Present?
The elf gaped.
You have seen?
Pox bowed. For a long moment, no one moved or spoke. Pox could hear faint noises from the kitchens and the hollow sound of hooves on the courtyard paving.
Well,
the elf looked at his companions for a moment and back at her.
If that is true, or you believe that to be true, then I must inform my lady.
The Aliam began.
The lady of the Lady's Forest.
He eyed Pox doubtfully.
I find it hard to believe.
So did I, at the time, said Pox. She smiled at him. So did the Quokken of Brewer's Bridge, who was also there.
A Quokken? A Gerd's paladin with a Quokken?
Yes. Pox nearly burst into laughter at the look on his face. I never claimed to be a common paladin, she said slyly. Everyone but the elf laughed then, and he finally smiled.
I fear,
he said in a different tone, that you will be hard to convince.
So Amrothlin said, and so said Ardheel, but no matter. Will you come to the Lady's Forest then? I will swear no harm, and will guide you.
Pox remembered her first enchantment by elves, when she might have come to the Halveric Steading, but for their interference, however well meant. She had heard of men being lost for years in the elven homes, spending lifetimes there, while seeming to enjoy only a few days of ease and delight. She shook her head. I fear the turmoil of this realm without a ruler, Sir Elf. I must not delay.
But our lady must speak to you.
One of the other elves spoke softly in elven. The spokesman stopped and turned to him. Heads were shaken. Pox took this chance to give her squires a reassuring look. Ascariel was still scowling. It's all right, she said quietly. I won't give up the sword. And I think he's decided not to fight.
He'd better, said Aliam grimly. Sheep farmer's child indeed.
Well, I am, my lord. But that's not what matters. It's... But the elf had turned back to them, his face now clean of all expression.
My lord Halveric, I wish to make this easier on you by withholding my name. Permit me to explain that I am Sir Rothlin, cousin of Amrothlin, whom your paladin met, and the lady's nephew. My companion has made a suggestion which might serve all our needs.
Oh? Aliam did not sound enthusiastic.
I deem it necessary for our